Reports of anti-Asian hate crimes increased 150% nationwide in 2020, while overall hate crimes fell 7%, according to researchers in California. Locally, police say there have been no such attacks reported on members of the Asian American Pacific Islander, or AAPI, communities. But members of those communities say they face racist threats every day, right here in Champaign-Urbana. Vivian Law of the WIML Student Newsroom has more.
Aaron Chun is a Champaign resident and college counselor at Centennial High School. He is also Korean-American. Chun says he was walking around the U of I campus near the start of the pandemic when a group of men drove past him. He says they didn't look friendly.
And so I like took out my phone and like started to record them, and then they stopped. And then they like yelled out like whatever racial slur, I forgot what it was. That was one of those things where like, what can you do? Like, I'm not going to follow them. I'm not going to like, you know, get their license plate number and be like, hey cops, you know, they said something bad to me. But like, it's one of those things where it's still racist. Like, it's still wrong.
Local police say they haven't received any reports of Asian racism in recent months, not in Champaign, Urbana, or at U of I. However, many members of the local AAPI community say they've been victims of racism or know of someone that has. To them, Champaign-Urbana suffers from deep systemic racism that has affected the AAPI community since long before the pandemic.
Everyone is welcome here! No hate!
At a rally calling to stop Asian hate in downtown Champaign in March, around 50 people have gathered. They're holding signs while cars pass, honking in support. Ham Gadel, a 20-year-old Korean-American from Savoy, says they came to support the community.
Like, we've been facing these kinds of issues for years and years, but it seems like it just has never really been talked about on a national scale until now.
David Chi is director of the Asian American Cultural Center at U of I. He says Champaign-Urbana is generally safe, but suffers from the same issues of racism, sexism, and xenophobia as the rest of the country. Leland Tabarez, a professor of Asian American Studies at U of I, says that Asian Americans have historically been left out in discussions of race. Laws like the Chinese Exclusion Act, Japanese internment, and historic stereotypes about Asian women as submissive come to mind for Tabarez. He says Asian Americans are often seen as the model minority, somehow better off than other racial groups. He says the myth hurts all communities of color by pitting them against one another.
This kind of inter-ethnic, interracial competition for struggle, I should say, ends up distracting from the broader problem, which is some of these institutional inequalities that have placed them in competitions in the first place.
Catherine Shea is a bystander intervention trainer with Asian Americans Advancing Justice in Chicago. She says there's been national interest in learning how to help in cases of violence or harassment. But Shea says this interest shouldn't only be in the context of pandemic-related racism. Shea says issues like immigration, policing, and housing have affected Asian Americans for decades.
There are a slew of other policy issues that we're fighting for. We're not defined by this one issue.
Chun, the high school career counselor, says educators can make a difference. He stepped out of his comfort zone to talk about his own experiences to students.
I'm just hoping that as I share and as they see these things, that they would, out of their own volition, want to do something about it as well. You know, I really do know the value of how one person's interaction with another can change lives.
I'm Vivian Law, Illinois Newsroom.
You can read more about this story at illinoisnewsroom.org.